Hello and welcome to the official podcast of Ruby Jade Rituals, a company that has a mission in encouraging people to come home to themselves through the ancient rituals of astrology and numerology. My name is Kenzie Dolan, and I am a certified astrologist that reflects back your uniqueness, an accountability coach that empowers you to thrive outside your bubble, and a self-healer who inspires others to heal on their own. Here we will not only talk about astrology and numerology, but also human development and family studies, death, dying, grieving, and learning about the afterlife, plus real life events and taboo topics. Ruby Jade Airways is a space where we can unpack anything heavy. Nothing will be left in the dark. So without further ado, I welcome you to the airwaves.
Welcome back to Ruby Jade Airwaves. This is a podcast associated with Ruby Jade Rituals. My name is Kenzie Dolan. I am a certified professional astrologer. And in this season, season six, I am taking you through the zodiac wheel and giving you some top line education on each sign. And we are finally at the beginning with Aries. Now, the sun has moved out of Aries, but there is still a lot of Aries energy in the sky. In addition, we're coming off of a solar eclipse in Aries, and really that story is a continuation into the full moon that just happened yesterday night. So, as we all know, the moon cycle starts with the new moon. 2 weeks after that event, there is a full moon, which is where we're currently at. And we might see some things that began on the solar eclipse in Aries start to fruit now that we're in that full moon cycle. Following the full moon, there is another new moon, which is a fresh start that occurs about 2 weeks after. So let's talk about what is in Aries. The sky resembles what it looked like on April 8th. There is still a lot of fire in the sky, just like it was back then. Right now, we currently have Venus. We also have Chiron. We have Mercury. And the North Node is still in Aries. And actually, tomorrow, Mercury is going to finally go direct. So on April 25th, Mercury will be going direct, and it will spend a little bit more time in Aries because it has been moving back degrees. Come next week, Mars will enter Aries and it will be in its domicile sign, and Venus will actually be moving out of Aries and into Taurus, which its domicile sign. So this is where we're at currently. Four celestial bodies in Aries, and I think it's a great time to talk about what exactly Aries encapsulates. So Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, and with that, Aries is actually associated with the acts of being born, so coming out of the womb. And when we come out of the womb in a natural birth, we're coming out head first. So with that, the body region associated with Aries is the head. So a lot of the time we can hear that Aries are very headstrong. And the image that comes to our head, no pun intended, is the ram. So the ram is the animal that Aries embodies. And the ram is not afraid to go at things head first and to, you know, assert itself. It can be brash and it can be very, very headstrong. So Aries is ruled by the planet Mars, and Mars has lots of action behind it. And Aries is one of those signs that is on 100 all the time. I also like to say that it lives life in caps locks. So Mars feels really good in the sign of Aries. The sun actually is exalted when it's in the sign of Aries. Places that Aries feels a little bit uncomfortable would be Venus. Doesn't feel the best in Aries. I mean, it is kind of being a punk rocker when it's in Aries. And Saturn. When Saturn is in Aries, it's in fall, so it kind of has to fall down, learn a lesson, and it does things differently. So Sun and Mars is where Aries is feeling good. Venus and Saturn is where Aries is feeling a little confused. We'll call it that. So the key words for Aries is that it's energetic, fiery, aggressive, courageous, assertive, angry. It sometimes gets an anger reputation. It's self-centered, impulsive, brave, and dynamic. And the resources are the following. It is honesty, feistiness, enthusiasm, the distaste for authority, which is so true because it doesn't want to be told what to do. It knows what to do. It acts on impulse. So having a boss, it's not Aries' favorite thing. And it's also a heart of a warrior. It's definitely a sign of combat. When we think of the battlefield, we do think of Aries 100%. The end point of Aries is courage and mating of desires to actions. So it is all about taking action and going back to one of its key words, which is being impulsive. It is impulsive. It doesn't really think things through. It just does it. So the tagline, just do it, it is very on brand for Aries. Now, some of the archetypes associated with this sign are the following: the pioneer, the explorer, the combatant, the freedom fighter, the defender, the rescuer, the worthy opponent, the daredevil, the adventurer, the newborn, the warrior, the survivor. And I would have to say that Aries is a beginner. It has the beginner mindset, and with that, there comes this fearlessness to try something new and to not really be afraid of judgment or maybe messing up or falling flat on your face. There's just so much energy. Like, you can kind of think of it as when you're first starting out something that you're extremely excited about. You have no roadblocks, nothing's really holding you back, and you have lots of energy, so your tolerance is higher for bullshit, basically. Now, Aries doesn't put up with bullshit. It has this part of it where it's not afraid to tell you how it is, tell you its honest opinion, and with that, there is a little bit of, like, no filter, and that's important to have because a lot of other signs do hold back, and Aries is full throttle, and it's not really thinking before it speaks. And with that, you know, we get honesty and authenticity. So with Aries, Aries also rules a certain house in astrology, and it is the first house. And the first house is all about self-empowerment, knowing yourself, stepping out and getting moving, beginnings, and being true to yourself. It is a very self-oriented house. And so if you have any placements in the first house, that actually, no matter what your rising sign is, and the sign that rules your first house, whether it is Aries or a different sign, that still has a layer of Aries energy underneath whatever sign is coloring that house. So, for instance, I'm a Capricorn rising, So my first house is ruled by Capricorn, but we know that the first house is associated with Aries. So there's an underbelly of Aries energy with the Capricorn placement and the Aquarius placements in my first house. So not only am I working with Capricorn and Aquarius, but I'm also working with that Aries archetype energy in the first house. So Aries is also a cardinal sign, and I like to talk about my cardinal signs as the leaders of the zodiac, and each of them leads us into a different arena in life. And also they mark, you know, season changes in whether the northern or southern hemisphere, whichever one you live on, there is a season that is changed with these cardinal signs. So the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So lots of energy and very, very good about taking the step and being a leader. And so what Aries leads us into is ourselves and life. And really, like, that is not an easy task. If you think about it, that requires a lot of bravery. So it would come to no surprise that the chakra that is associated with Aries is the solar plexus. And the solar plexus chakra is all about feeling confidence, feeling self-worth, feeling connected to one's power. And that is important to think about. So if you ever wanted to work with Aries energy with your body, working with the solar plexus would be a great ritual, actually. Using I am mantras also is a really great ritual to embody the Aries archetype. The color that is associated with Aries is red. So wearing red clothing, especially on Mars Day, which is Tuesday. And the reason for that is because if you think about the romance languages and how to pronounce Tuesday, it would be Martes in Spanish and Mardi in French. So that is Mars Day. So wearing red on that day is also a great ritual. So there's a thing in astrology called duality, and it's either positive or negative. And Aries is a positive duality, and that doesn't mean that, oh, this means positive vibes, like that's what we're working with. It's actually the indication of something that is facing outward. So you had to go get it, which is totally Aries energy, a go-getter energy. This is a yang sign, okay? So either you're yin or yang, and the fire and air signs are yang. So this is a masculine energy. This is working with the light in the yin-yang symbol. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, going back to the point where, oh, everything's positive, everything is light, you know, there is cons to this sign, and I've touched on them before and in this podcast episode that, yeah, it's great to have confidence. It's great to, like, put oneself out there and to be fearless. But with that, you can definitely burn some bridges. You can definitely step on some toes. You can offend people. So there's this super woman or man syndrome where you feel like you can do anything and everything, and in reality there might be some roadblocks that you're met with. And Aries likes to move forward, so when it's hit with a roadblock, there is frustration, which then can later lead to aggression or even anger. So this is a fire sign. It's one of the three fire signs. And we have Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And the way I like to describe the fire signs is the following. So Aries is like lighting a match. Leo is a campfire, and Sagittarius is a torch. And sometimes, you know, we need to kind of cool down. Like, fire can get out of hand very, very quickly, so we have to be careful with this element. So some self-care rituals that would be really great, if you feel like you need to bring Aries energy into your life, like you lack the element of fire, what do you do to sweat? What do you do to turn up the temperature in your own body? Now, if you have a lot of fire energy in your chart and you feel like you need to cool down the Aries energy, the element to work with would be water to kind of put out the flame. And water is able to do that. So that makes sense because if you think about it, Aries is right next to Pisces, which is a water sign. And water and fire cancel each other out. Now, the polarity of Aries is Libra. That means 180 degrees in the zodiac, Aries stares off at Libra. And they are both cardinal signs, so they have that in common. Yet, Aries is associated with me. It's the me archetype, whereas Libra is associated with we. It's associated with the other, and it's actually leading us into relationships, and I will touch on that more when we get to Libra. But yeah, that is where we're currently at with the collective. The nodes have been in both Aries and Libra since July 17th of 2023, but we actually had our first eclipse in the Aries-Libra cycle back on April 20th, 2023. So we've been working with this energy since 2023, and it will be with us until 2025. So this whole year is pretty dedicated to the Aries and Libra eclipse axis. We just had a total solar eclipse on April 8th, and we will have another eclipse in Aries next year in March. That will be taking place on March 29th, 2025. And then we will move out of that cycle. But really, this cycle is all about, you know, really tuning into yourself and not really taking into account the opinions of other people. And the reason why I say that is because the North Node is in Aries. So that is the soul's compass. That is where the soul is vibrating. So anybody that has a north node in Aries, you're going through a nodal return. And the south node is then in Libra. And so we're really shedding the parts of ourselves where we take other people's opinions over our opinions. Or we want to please other people before ourselves. So I've been saying this for a couple months, or really since 2023, that this is a lone wolf era. It's all about tuning into what you want to do and getting away from groups that no longer serve you. So you will see people putting themselves first from now until the time the nodes move out of Aries and Libra, which is, I think, a really important thing that the collective needs to go through. And it's definitely uncomfortable, for sure, because not only is it uncomfortable just to have the courage to walk away from a group, but because Chiron is in Aries, and Chiron has been in Aries since 2018, and it will be there until 2026, 2027. Chiron in Aries makes this journey of stepping into ourselves and tuning into that me energy a little bit harder. Because with Chiron in Aries, there's this lack of confidence in knowing who you are and what you're capable of. It's this self-doubt. And we're having to work through both of these journeys simultaneously. So lots of healing around being ourselves and being proud of what you do outside of a group. It can be really easy to fall into what the group wants to do. And with that, that's great, and you feel a sense of community, but at times you could really miss out on what you want to do specifically. So this journey of individualization and really embracing the self is so critical right now, that please go with this energy, work with this energy, invite it in, and carve some time out for you. All right, that is a strong note to end on. I will be with you all next time when we go over Taurus. Until then, take care. Thank you for joining me on the airways. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did and you feel called to leave a review, you can do so on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you feel like this might help a friend or a family member, please share this episode with them. Through both of these actions, we together can make this podcast grow. All in all, I am very grateful for your support, and I will see you next time on the airwaves.